Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Sorrows behind, Maria.
You've never played this for me before.
This is the Seekers, a little obscure folk band from the 60s.
Okay. Well, thank you for always educating us, honey.
Well, I feel like the Heel Squad wants to live in a world of their own and that they're seeking as well. Are they not?
I think we all are seeking. That's why we're here. Welcome back to another episode of Heel Squad, friends. Kevin is back in the saddle with me, and it's January 17th. Hello, the month is almost over. I can't even believe it. Yep. 2024. We're halfway into January. That's just wild to me. It's almost Christmas, if you really think about it.
It's almost Christmas. It's very exciting. I can't wait.
I'm already... Oh, man.
Should I pull the decorations out?
Honey, no. Okay. Heel Squad, excited to be with you today on Hump Day. Instead of Monday, we decided to be here with you on Hump Day. Hope you're... year is off to a great start. I'm really excited to share with you a little technique that I re-employed this past weekend. I'm going to tell you all about setting intentions before you go to an event and how powerful it is. What else are we talking about today?
I think just in general, setting intentions, mm-hmm. like you just blew me away with a couple of things. I want to know, you know, this scene, this segment I've been working on that everyone seems to just love,
which is
Kev on the Scene.
Kev on the Scene, okay.
You know, bring you what's new and trending in Hollywood and what's going on. So I've got a couple of things that I'm just you know, jumping out of my seat ready to report on, but obviously we're going to, you know, deal with the business at hand first.
Well, hopefully you'll mention Christina Applegate getting a standing ovation at the, I think it was the Emmys, guys. Yeah, I wasn't
going to cover that, but
it's
yes.
Like, is it the Golden Globes? Is it the Emmys? I don't even know. Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit about a party I went to with some very cool folks celebrating Leo DiCaprio's new movie and so much more.
Okay, so
let's get into it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't go to Kev on the scene. This is something, you know, it's later in the show.
Honey, you are so insane.
I mean, you know.
No, we don't want to go to Kev on the scene.
Yeah, okay,
first.
Just let me know when. I just.
Okay, so happy hump day. I don't know how your year is going, but I hope it's going well. I know that our new team here has been revitalizing me and the show, and I'm so excited for Forward Female and all that they're doing to produce this show. We're coming up with some really cool content that we're sharing on social. So if you go to Maria Menounos on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, and the same for Heel Squad, you'll see stuff up there. I'm sharing more of the stuff that I share behind the scenes with everyone. I kind of woke up and realized I've been in a vortex of health stuff for so long, caregiving, health stuff, baby, that I'm just kind of waking up and I'm realizing, wait, when I'm out, I'm giving people so much advice. I'm sharing so many resources. And yes, I do that on the show, but I'm not really doing that on social. So I'm trying to share my morning routines, my wellness routines, my travel routines, and things like that so that I can kind of help you guys on your journeys. Oh shit, here comes the pin. Kevin just, you should see him with this little pin cushion that's around his left hand and then the pin coming from the right hand. Okay, go ahead, put the pin in it.
I just have to say this. It's going to come off as biased.
I'm going to forget what I was saying.
You will not forget what you're saying.
Yes, I will. I'm going to try to write it down while you talk and I won't be paying attention to you.
Well, it's just, no, when I hear you say my this, my that, and the other thing, you sound very much like an influencer. Now, of course, I'm a dadfluencer, so, you know, I know influencer to influencer, I know.
Oh, yes.
But the truth is, you have... not just survived, but you've thrived. Brain tumor operation. Your mom went from months to live to years. Probably would have been longer if it wasn't for COVID. You survived pancreatic cancer, but you thrived through it. And so every time we're at a party now, it just seems like someone comes up to you and asks, and next thing you know, I see their phone get out, they're taking notes, and it's circadian rhythms, and it's this, and it's that, and it's diet, and you know. So I just... even though you sound like, it sounds like your typical influencer, you're not. You're really credible in these areas. And then this show with all the people you interview every day has just given you a wealth of knowledge. And for years, I've been pushing you, share this.
Yeah, he'd be like, talk to camera, put your phone on. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do it. Isn't that funny that I'm like, I don't know how to do it?
Well, I think there was also just a deep degree of humility. And you always were interviewing other people. And I said, listen, you're getting great information on other people, but you've actually, as well as some of the people you've interviewed, you've thrived, not just survived, you've thrived through these situations. And well, I just think there's so much.
Thanks to you guys.
Well, yeah. And there's so much for you to share. And so I'm glad that you're finally embracing it, because literally every time you go out, that's all you're doing. And it's not that you're grabbing people and trying to do it. It's just people come to you and say, you know, oh my God, Maria, how are you feeling? And then next thing you know, they're telling you about all their ailments and you're telling them, you're connecting them with where they need to be connected. So I'll take the pin back out.
Pin going back out. Thank you.
Right back in the cushion.
So I'm sharing more of that. It's definitely awkward. I don't enjoy doing it in that way, in that format. I really like the one-on-one. I am going to build a health course. So I feel like I'll be able to share a lot of it there, because I have to figure out how to scale some of this information in a way where people can access it. And so anyhow, that's just on the back burner. But
little Heel tease Squad, coming up, though.
Little tease for HeelSquad.com, guys. So if you recall, everything Heel Squad was under MariaMenounos.com. We just kind of kept it all together. And then I had this kind of vision where I said, I think we really need to build our own website for Heel Squad, because it's growing so much. And I really feel like people need that hub and it needs to be two separate things. And so we have created healing journeys on there, because one of the frustrating things that I have found with Apple Podcasts and YouTube, etc., is they don't categorize stuff. So we have like 1,000 shows. When I'm giving people my you know, fake doctor prescriptions at these parties. And I'm like, oh, you need to listen to Dr. Allison or Elisa VT when they're talking about menopause or whatever. I'm like, I'm giving them like the Every Girl's prescription guide.
Bad baby on assertiveness.
You're so weird.
Okay, whatever.
I'm like, oh, just go look for it. And then I'm thinking to myself, they're going to be looking through 5,000 episodes. It's going to be so hard for them and they're going to give up. So if you go to HealSquad.com, first of all, if you sign up where it prompts you and you choose which journey you're on, cancer, autoimmune, relationships, whatever the category is, we'll send you curated content based on that journey. But the biggest thing is we've now organized into verticals, thanks to Forward Female, all of these journeys and all of the content that correlates to it. So if you're on a gut health journey, you're going to end up hearing from Dr. Will Cole or any one of the wonderful experts that we have, all organized into one section. If you're dealing with cancer, same thing. All the articles, the blogs, the videos, the podcasts, everything is in those verticals. And you can now get curated content sent to you. We'll be updating all of it. I'm really, really excited about it. It's officially live. So take a peek when you have a chance. Share it with anybody you think would like the information. And we'll start to, you know, do more and do better. We're, you know, always improving and always trying. But I just wanted to share that with you guys because I'm really excited and the team put so much work into it. So I'm excited about that.
Kev on the scene.
Are we going to Kev on the scene?
No,
we're not. Thanks. We had to end with Kev on the scene.
Listen, I think you know, people are going to hang on to the end because I have Holly up to
you. Do everything. You got all the juice?
Everything.
All the tea.
I've been behind the scenes, hard at work.
Baby boomer tea.
Why it to be like that?
I can't. Anyway,
can you tell them about your manifestation scam, your intention scam?
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Should I tell them now, or should we take a break and then come back?
I think. Wow, it's early for a break, but you know what?
Well, it's a good story.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back with your little witch doctor voodoo kind of thing.
Hey, it's not witch doctor voodoo.
Well, whatever it does, it works. So
it really does.
It's cheap, fast, and easy. It's my favorite word. It's free. So, you know, why not talk about it?
Let's do it.
And then obviously.
Kev on the scene, of course. Yes, we'll get to that. When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theway, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
That's pretty. Did you ever think you might like to visit the moon? Well, I did.
This one goes out to all those people who want to visit the moon.
On a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon. But I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above. I would miss all the places and people I love.
Oh, this wasn't so Kermit singing?
No, it's like Ernie.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Ernie's got some hits. Ernie is like the George Harrison.
If you asked me who Ernie was, I couldn't have picked him out.
How dare you? Ernie's the man. I would say, I think Ernie might be more McCartney. I don't know. Kermit obviously is the lead. Maybe Kermit is...
I know Kermit, Cookie Monster, and Big Bird. That's it.
But Ernie is like...
And Miss Piggy, she's Sesame Street?
No, Ernie.
No.
Ernie might. Okay, I'm going to say.
Wait, is Miss Piggy part of Sesame Street?
Yeah. No, Muppet.
She's
in the Muppet universe, but she was never on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Always thought she was too good for
Oscar
Sesame
the Grouch.
Street. She came after.
I was on Sesame Street, friends.
I think it's one of the top 10 celeb appearances. It was listed.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
None of them permanently, because you know what? Ernie wants. See, listen up. Do you know what the song's about? Wants to be home.
Yeah.
So he wants to go visit everything. He wants to see everything. But see, he'd miss everything. And he'd miss his friends and his family. Soon, yes. Mean Athena's. It always makes me cry as I sing it to her.
Kevin plays this for her every day. It's so cute.
Yeah, we don't want to live on the moon, me and Athena. We decided. We just want to visit it.
You don't want to visit it. I want to visit it.
Yeah, apparently not. By the way, I'm going to say right now, because you know Kev on the scene here, we take the big risks. You know that. You know, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to take this. I'm going to go right on a limb right now. Hot take.
What?
Ernie, most underrated Muppet.
You are so funny. Such a good song. Why are there so many songs about
rainbows?
You know,
Angie from Heel Squad, she cries when she hears this. So do I.
I love this song.
It's beautiful. Well, of course, Kermit is,
I never really heard it until you started playing it for Athena. Illusions.
It's beautiful. My goodness.
Nothing to hide.
All right, listen. People want to hear about your what you were saying. What did you want to talk about?
Setting my intentions.
Backaches.
All right, we're back in. We're back in.
Epsom salt baths.
We've left the Sesame Street world.
Sadly.
Sadly. Okay. These are the songs we play for Athena at night when we're doing bath time. It's so cute. We start with the Rubber Ducky song and then we go to the other songs.
But by the way, there's the B-side Rubber Ducky song.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just full of hot takes today.
You really are.
There's the B-sides, the reggae Rubber Ducky song we've migrated over to.
He's going to start asking for a raise, guys, and I don't have the money for it.
Well, listen, I'm very well sought after.
P.S. I need to bring down the cards for some of our heel squatters who sent us these beautiful gifts recently for Athena. We used one of the little bibs that said her name, and we got a beautiful Christmas ornament. But I have to grab the cards, and we kind of mixed up the gifts because they were all on your desk. And now I don't know who gave what technically. Hazard of packages. Anyhow, setting intentions. Okay, here we go, guys. You may have heard me talk about this before, but just like anything else, you need to be reminded, because even I forget, and I'm the one who did this in the first place, saw results, and was like, oh my God, lightning bolt or light bulb moment. Like, it works. You can set an intention on how you want to be treated when you go somewhere. Holy shit. Think about that. So this could be useful.
Take us from the top.
Well,
you're getting ready. You're going on. People love this stuff.
Okay,
you're going to a big soiree.
But I wanted to say, like, if you're going to a wedding and there's somebody there that you're not looking forward to seeing, or it's like a holiday dinner, or
a class reunion,
or
an orgy.
What? Even if you're just meeting your best friend, you're having a tiff with, whatever it is.
Right.
Before you leave, do a little practice. For a minute, just calm your body down and just say, you know, as you go through your body, okay, my feet are relaxed. My ankles are relaxed. Okay, my calves are relaxed. Knees are relaxed. Hip bones. Belly's relaxed. Chest is relaxed. Okay, shoulders. Oh, let's pull those shoulders down. Okay, now they're relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Wrists are relaxed. Hands are relaxed. Okay. Brain is relaxed. That takes like what, 30 seconds? Less. And then you're going to set the intention of how you want said event or meeting to go. Maybe it's a meeting for a big job interview or a raise. I'm going to tell you, I've done this twice. I should be doing this all the time. I need someone to remind me of this. But I was going out this past weekend to an event, and it was a party for Leo DiCaprio's new movie. It was to celebrate him and his co-stars, and it was like a who's who of Hollywood.
And Kev on the scene, not invited because they knew I would get the big scoop.
This time you this were not one, invited, well, but he normally is.
Well, this is one of the setbacks because they know I'm going to be there to get the tea.
And you're going to tell. You're going to spill.
That's what my viewers want.
So anyhow, I don't know why it popped into my head, but I said, let's just try this and see what happens. So as I'm getting ready, I just, you know, I went through my body, I calmed it down just like I did. And then I said, I would like for tonight to yield me these results. I would like to be treated with so much kindness and respect and love. I would like to have great conversations. I'm trying to remember everything, but this is basically the gist of it. I want to have really great connective conversations with people that are powerful. And I started thinking, well, what else could I ask for? And I started coming up with more stuff. And then I was like, I want to be cast in something too. Just testing, guys. Literally just experimenting. It wasn't like, it was just to experiment. When I tell you everything I set the intention for happened, I couldn't even friggin' believe it. Down to being cast in something. I was like, when it was happening, I was like, okay, this is insanity. Like, literally, he's like, oh yeah, no, when we do this movie, I want you in it. I want you, I want this person, I want that person. Started naming everyone. I go, holy shit, it worked. I Mr. Miyagi'd everybody here. Okay, but it really is real. You're looking at me like I don't know what.
No. I have to say, and I think there's some other Heel Squad members who would do this and have the experience I would have. So I would do this. Manifest all of it.
No, you would not do it. That's the problem.
No, I would do it.
No, you are pontificating now based on jokes.
No,
but
no,
you
no.
don't
to
put
me.
The effort you're right. in, so you're not going to get it.
I'm going to, listen, okay, I am going to try thought. It. But I will say, in the past, because I'm, you know me, whatever moves the needle, I'm in.
Okay.
But why don't we just see myself doing this And, you know, I could just see myself from a distance walking up to the front door, dorm in there, quick, just a little polite conversation, and then just seeing me walk away down the steps out of the party.
Because you were kicked out?
Yes.
Because you weren't on the list?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
I think I want to go live on the moon. No, but I know you do this. It is amazing.
Honey, it happened again. It, is. No, it happened to me once at a Tom Brady event back in the day, a couple years ago.
Can you give us ones that, well, first of all, people love the tea. I'm Kev on the scene, so I love it.
It's my job. This is what I do. I go to big, you know, things with
people. No, I get
like
it. But no, there was something that was more every day that you did it as well this week.
Did I do it this week again?
There was a conversation you were going to have that I thought was going to be stressful. Maybe it was someone in the doctor's office. It was an appointment. It was something where you said, oh my goodness. Right? It was something going on. It was about a doctor's appointment and you were convinced that you were going to, you know, get a lot of guff, as we like to say back east about it.
Yeah.
And then you did set your intention that it was not going to go that way.
I said, no, that's not what I want. This is what I want. So yes, I did actually set the intention.
But I think
it's the other way.
But I think it's important, you know, to bring it over there, Maria, because that was a phone call that was someone who didn't even know who you were. Because I'm being a cynic right now. It's easy to be like, well, of course, Maria, as Henry Winkler says about you, you're Holly Golightly. So yes, of course, you're going to walk into a party, and after everything you've been through, you're the sweetheart of this business. Everyone loves you, and so okay, but you did this. It was a phone call that you were dreading, and I forget what it was. It was a doctor's appointment we couldn't get, or we're having a hard time with the office about something, and you said, no, I'm going to set an intention. This is going to be a good call, and it's going to go well, et cetera, et cetera, and then it did.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't thinking about it because it was just one intention, whereas in these other two events, I set multiple intentions, and they came together. But the point is, whether it's Leo DiCaprio or your mother-in-law,
I agree.
You can do it because I've done it. And it really is just about really getting calm in your mind and your body and saying, this is what I would like. This is what I would like to see happen. I didn't set the intention that people were going to come up to me with millions of dollars or whatever. Right. I just was like, I really want to, and by the way, I had this really multiple amazing conversations with people about health and meditation and mindfulness and all of that. And it was amazing. And literally as I listed the things, I was like, wow, every single thing was happening. And it was just like in a movie, imagine like a fairy tale movie where you ask for all these things and then the fairy dust happens every time it like comes together, like ding. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa, okay,
but
cool.
But this isn't the first time.
But it's not the first time, no. And I share it, A, as this new year is starting, to put it in your heads that this is possible and to start practicing it and trying it. And you have to do it without kind of any resistance. Like it can't be, it goes back to the Esther Hicks stuff. You know, your desire and your belief have to be congruent. So my desire was that I'd have these great conversations, these great moments. People would be, you know, great with me and whatever. Because listen, these parties are awkward. Sometimes I don't feel comfortable, and I've been in this business for 20 years and I know all these people so well, and I can feel like a little bit of a wallflower. I'll just kind of stay with one friend and talk and, you know, no, I don't want to go say hi to that person, or no, I don't want to bother them or whatever. And I was setting the intention in a sense for me not to be in that shell and to be, you know, active in there and to feel comfortable. And so if you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel confident, like those are things that you can do and it can work. And you just have to probably practice it, because I think for you, honey, you're going to be doing it and you're going to be like, yeah, this isn't going to work,
but let me try it. No, I will do it. Can I tell you the alternative way that also works?
What?
But it's not the right way. I think it's more detrimental and more negative. Mm-hmm. I know you've got that smiling face like I'm joking, but I'm not.
No, I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
When you tell the universe not to do something.
Right. So where Maria is saying, you're going into this and saying, I'm going to be received well and this, that, and the other thing. I had a big meeting with a couple of giant alpha males, actually even physically bigger than me. And, you know, I'd have to, I'm a guy. So in the back of my head, I'm thinking if that table gets flipped over, you know, who's going to handle, who's going to come out on top. But I went into it and I'll shadow box for 15 minutes and, you know, I'll pace around and I'll get myself pumped up and I put myself in the zone of more than likely you're going to bring it and you're going to be sorry when you do. And I mean it. And then when I'm like that, they're not like that on the other end. But I think my way is exhausting and I think gets you sick. And it's very masculine and unfortunately maybe some 20th century South Medford Italian stuff.
Well, but here's what it lacks.
It's got me to Egypt, I will say.
No, but what it lacks is you're not getting anything you want.
No.
You're just not getting what you don't want.
Right. I like that.
I want to write that down. Yeah. So the goal is let's focus on what we want and be excited and just say, you know, this is what I would like and feel good about it. You know, and Esther Hicks says your desire and your beliefs have to be congruent. So you can't be saying, I want to have really great conversations, but you know, in the back of your head being like, yeah, well, who's that going to happen with? Or no, it's probably not going to happen. They're probably going to be assholes or whatever. Or, you know, my mother-in-law is always a nightmare. It's just never going to work, but fine. I'll set the intention because Maria said it can't be like that or it won't work because you block the energy. Mm-hmm. You block what you want from coming to you when you don't believe it can be. So I just got re-inspired by it.
Do you think when Jon Snow was protecting the wall that he was thinking, you know, he was thinking the way you were thinking, probably more than likely thinking how I was thinking.
No, and that's why things were such a bloodbath.
Touche. Okay. Can we take a break?
Simmer in that and marinate in it, and then we'll get to Kip on the scene. Guys, you could probably hear his dad bracelets. He's like, and then you'll get to me.
I'm telling you, people want to know.
They want to know. They want to know. I want to know, honey. As the number one entertainment journalist, I'm dying for Kevin on the scene. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
You know, this is from the Ed Sullivan Show.
I literally can't stop laughing, singing, and hearing this because Kevin plays this for Athena too. And now all day throughout the day, I'll grab her and we'll start dancing in the mirror to this. And she giggles. And she goes, hee, 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 hee. And I go, hee, 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 hee.
I like when it goes freestyle. Reminds me of me.
Oh, yeah. Just like you.
Yeah, just like me. Now they make him feel bad about himself.
I think they were bullying him.
Yes, they were.
I actually think they were bullying him.
That's why this is canceled.
They're horrified by a solo. Oh, wow, the bullying.
I told you.
It's real. You should watch the video. Best. Honey, I want to cry. This song makes me so happy. Oh my god, it's so cute. Watching the video is even cuter than just the song. You guys gotta listen and watch. Just because they're so horrified by him. It's me when Kevin wants to play Kevin on the scene or when he wants to do any number of the things he wants to do.
By the way, welcome to Kevin on the Scene.
Honey, it's not time yet. I did not throw to it. You can't throw to yourself.
I thought this was the theme to Kevin on the Scene.
You did not put that in the paperwork in the production meeting. So, no, I did not know that. Guys, I love my baby so much. I still can't believe I have a baby. I was just hugging her inside, and we were dancing to a Greek song, and it's, you know, the name of it is Athena Mu, my Athena, and I cannot believe I have a baby. I love her so much. It's absolutely insane. She is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and that song is just so much fun because I'll start dancing with her, and she starts giggling, and then I stop, and I make a serious face, and she makes a serious face, and she goes, oh my god, I love her so much. Okay, let's go to Kev on the Scene.
Well, first of all, I want to get into what's trending, Maria.
Oh, wonderful. You were not excited enough when I threw to you.
Well, listen.
Let's go to Kev on the Scene.
A limited edition Stanley Cup released in collaboration with Starbucks is causing mayhem at Target stores, with fans lining up overnight and fights breaking out in some locations.
Oh, get him! Get him! Stop him!
The shimmery pink version of the Stanley Quencher, an insulated tumbler that has proved a hit on social media, was released Wednesday. People have flocked to Target stores across the U.S. to get their hands on the $49.
So jacking someone for one of these.
But where did the hype come from? A woman claims that her Stanley Cup not only survived a car fire, but also still had ice left inside.
Fire yesterday still has ice in it.
Wow, that key is really torn apart.
U.S.-based Danielle Marie Lettering posted a TikTok on Wednesday that displayed the aftermath of the accident. And despite her Kia having a tremendous amount of debris all around, her copper-colored Stanley stayed completely intact. In her video, she shook her 40-ounce-sized Adventure Quencher H2O Flow State Tumbler to prove to her followers that regardless of the melted car parts surrounding the cup, the ice in the Stanley remains solid.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Resellers are already cashing in on the craze.
Wow. Honey, you really pick them. That guy that was in, what was fascinating about the video you started playing,
yeah,
was this guy broke into a Starbucks and to steal these.
Yes.
And he was solo. And not a good runner, definitely not in the shape he needed to be to evade all of the citizens who went after him. I mean, everybody was like, stop him,
yeah,
stop him.
For the pink cup.
And these women were tackling him. Like, people really went for it. I'm like, what if the guy had a gun?
So these $49.95 normally priced cups now are on eBay for $300 to $400.
What is wrong with people?
I think it's awesome.
Honey,
I want one.
Why would you spend $300 on a tumbler?
Because you want to be popular. You want to be in with everybody.
I had someone get me a designer tumbler. I'm like, this is such a waste of money. Why would you do that? Anyhow, okay, Kev on the Scene, what else you got?
Well, I know this has been on everybody's mind, and, you know, it's something that, you know, we'll be covering as the months go on, but I know everyone's been pining to figure out who has died in 2024.
Honey, why are you, why so grim? What's
wrong
with you?
Joyce Randolph, get this. The actress died of natural causes at her Manhattan home on January 13th. She was 99. You know who she was?
No.
She played Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners.
Wow.
That's, I didn't so even cool. know there was a remaining cast member of The Honeymooners. No. That's me.
Kev on the Scene's losing his touch.
Alec Muser, the All My Children alum, died at his home in Del Mar, California on January 12th. He was 50. No cause of death was reported.
He's so handsome.
Yeah.
Sad.
Very sad.
Honey, why are we talking about death right now?
Well,
I mean, Kev on the Scene. This is not...
Peter Crombie, who played Crazy Joe Davola in on Seinfeld, also passed away at 71.
This is not approved by the production.
No, this is a big one. Bill Hayes, this. Just we have to honor some of these people.
Okay.
The actor who portrayed Doug Williams on Days of Our Lives for more than 50 years.
Can I see his face? Because we watched. Oh, yeah.
Get this. For more than 50 years, died on January 12th. According to a statement from the show, he was 98.
Still working?
Yes.
God bless him.
Isn't that amazing? One of the longest running characters on Days of Our Lives. Bill originated the role of Doug Williams in 1970 and played him continuously throughout his life.
That amazing at 98? That's really? What I'm Are saying. You sure?
Yeah. Am I sure? I'm Kev on the scene.
Am I Guys, sure? Somebody check his facts because I hope he's wrong.
No, I'm telling you. Now, this is a big one.
Okay.
This is a big one. And I know a lot of our Heel Squad fans are going to know this one. David Soul. David Soul died on January 5th. You know who David Soul was?
No.
David Soul was Starsky from Starsky and Hutch.
Oh.
Also, had a decent, very decent career around that. And most people don't understand, had a little single too.
Hit
single.
Really?
Yeah, we'll play that on the way out, maybe in honor of him.
Okay. Kev, you...
Now, this is another
you
one.
You promised juicy stuff. This isn't juicy.
This is the stuff. This
Honey,
is every,
people
did
are
you
tuning
know,
out.
Did anyone know this? A 98-year-old actor? Are you kidding me? Still working? Wait to hear this one. Glynis Johns. And we're going to finish it off with this one. Glynis Johns. Johns, who was best known for playing Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins, died on January 4th at the age of 100.
Wow.
From Mary Poppins. Look.
Okay.
Mrs. Banks.
Remember? Nope. Honey, I was Greek. I didn't watch this stuff.
Okay. Well, that is,
That
wraps up Kev on the scene.
Kev on the scene. You are on the verge of getting fired. Friends, before we go, I do want to share something with you guys that we need your help with. So, you know, our sponsors / supporters are what keep the lights on. And there's this new thing that Apple Podcasts or iOS did where they will no longer allow your shows you subscribe to continue to just automatically download your episodes. You have to keep subscribing to shows. So like you're gonna see us, we're gonna disappear because you have to keep resubscribing. So one, if you could keep resubscribing, that would be really, really helpful to us. But two, if you scrub through the ads, it really hurts us because they count how many of those get scrubbed through against us and we won't be able to keep doing the show. So if you could do us the hugest favor and just don't fast forward through them. I don't bring on anybody that I don't think is valuable for you guys. And I'm really cautious about that. And I say no to so much. I know sometimes it's annoying when you hear any kind of ad. That's why I really like to speak to things myself because, you know, for example, Macy's is such a huge supporter and I think their free stylist program is amazing and you guys should all be taking advantage of having a free stylist at your fingertips that they provide. But if you could just help us by not scrubbing through them and then also, resubscribing to the show, that would be really huge, and share it with a friend because we are trying to be able to do more. I really want to get these heel events live in person with you guys off the ground. A lot of that is only going to happen with these supporters that are going to come in and help me, you know, underwrite this. So just an ask for you guys. I hope it's not too much to ask. And
you know, I want to ask them all.
What?
Don't give up on us. Don't give up on us, baby.
Are you going to give up on me, baby?
Too dumb to quit.
Thank God.
Don't give up on us, baby. You know who sang this?
No.
This is David Soul, the late great now.
Aww. What a nice tribute Kev on the scene is making. Just one night. Why is he in the middle of a honeycomb? It's written
in the 70s thinking they're creative.
Soap star?
No, Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, okay.
By the way, keep talking. Type in Starsky and Hutch car. Go ahead.
I've seen it.
What color is it?
Red.
Look at you.
Of course I know the Starsky and Hutch car.
I think it was a Ford Torino. Anyway, well... I think Kev's going to leave the scene. Do you think is it my 90s or 80s style of entertainment journalism that's not resonating?
I don't know if it's resonating or not, honey. I think that our audience feels bad for you, truly. So maybe they feel bad for you.
Listen, I'm going to go back to Polka Tuesdays.
You guys can let us know what you think. Oh, man. In the meantime, friends, we love you. Thank you for being with us and being on this journey with us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Still come through. This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.